You know, the NFL did the New York, New Jersey area a favor when it agreed to put the 2014 Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium just across the Hudson River from New York City, where the Giants and Jets play. Now the question is, will the February weather in this part of the world return the favor? According to AccuWeather.com, we may get a repeat of the polar vortex effect in late January, early February. The polar vortex will act like a giant pinwheel or anchor for waves of cold air and clipper storms from the upper Midwest to the Northeast through the second half of the month, according to AccuWeather. Looking back in history, it's kind of a mixed bag. There was a record winter storm in 1976, the legendary Groundhog Day gale, huge amounts of snow downwind of the Great Lakes. Tom Brady, bring your boots if you make it. 1961, a blizzard from February 2nd to February 5th. Snow drifts up to 15 feet. JFK covered in 22 inches of snow. Peyton Manning, you get that sort of thing in Denver, right? But for Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, more used to the fog of San Francisco or the rain of Seattle, it could be really nasty. And what about all those ticket holders? How many souvenir sweaters and cushions can you possibly buy if the weather turns bad there in MetLife Stadium? So we thought, hey, let's create a little solidarity here at The Takeaway and WNYC for all the folks that will be shelling out big bucks to be at this game. Public radio listeners all across the country, we're here to help you out at halftime. Something to go with your Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers music and dance and whatever they do. Let's make some hot food for all those chili game faces in the stands. Let's get beyond the nachos, the boring potluck, shall we? We're hosting a recipe contest, people, Takeaway style. We want your best Super Bowl halftime recipes. Wait, soup or bowl recipes, get it? That'll work. Give me your best recipes that are either soup, piping hot food that goes in a bowl, something. People, we want recipes for real food, but can we get someone like Dan Pashman to judge this? You know, Dan of the Sporkful podcast, you know, the podcast that explores all things food and fun. Dan Pashman, can you help us out here?
Hey, John.
What do you think? Would you judge this Super Bowl contest where we're asking people to bring hot food that can go in a bowl to commiserate with the freezing cold people out there at the halftime show at the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium?
John, I would be honored. As a Giants season ticket holder, I have spent a lot of cold winter days at MetLife Stadium, or formerly Giants Stadium, so I think I know the exact kinds of foods that will work perfectly in this scenario.
Dan Pashman is an expert here. All right, you're going to serve us here. What we need is a couple of pointers. It's got to be in a bowl. It needs to be able to go into a thermos. You know, you got to be able to transport it. Soup is an obvious choice. Obviously, crudités, little broccolis, and carrot sticks, that's out. What's going to work as comfort food at halftime at MetLife Stadium if it's 10 below zero at the Super Bowl?
I would say a couple of things. Comfort food, first of all, I think it's got to have, it's got to be hearty. This is not a little sort of light, watery broth type of soup. There's got to be some oomph there. I want some kind of protein. Doesn't have to be meat, but there's got to be something I can stick my teeth into that's going to not only keep me warm, but also fill me up.
Hot-blooded vegans are welcome.
That's exactly right. And then I think beyond that, it's just, whether it's some sort of decadence or some sort of a pizzazz, you know, when you eat comfort food, when it's cold outside and you want something to lift your spirits, you want something that's just got a little bit of that kind of an X factor. It's just not the kind of food you would eat every day. It's something that makes you feel special.
All right. I'm kind of depressed, Dan.
Why?
It sounds to me like you're basically signaling the audience, just send me your chili recipes, okay, because I don't want to work really hard here.
No, not at all. There are many wonderful, hot, soul-warming dishes that could be hearty and decadent that wouldn't involve any of the components of chili. I actually was picturing something of an Asian persuasion in my head while I was talking, to tell you the truth.
Tom Kha Gai.
There you go.
Gumbo could work.
A lot of options out there.
Gumbo could work.
Absolutely.
Vichy Sois, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's the kind of thing, you know, you know it when you eat it. It makes you feel good. It tastes good. You can sink your teeth into it. There's a full body experience. This is a food that doesn't only go into your stomach. It goes into your entire body.
Do you dare our audience to come up with a portable football halftime show bouillabaisse?
I think we just did.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Okay, takeaway listeners, whether your team made it to the playoffs or not, we dare you to give us your best, highest brow, heartiest hot recipe. It's got to be either soup or something that's hot and can be served in a bowl. Soup or bowl, folks. Send your recipes to thetakeaway.org. Dan and the foodie folks here at WNYC will whittle down the best entries to four dishes and before game day. If you want to brag about your recipe, tell us about it on Twitter. Hashtag soup or bowl. All one word. A chance to win the national glory of Dan and I noshing your recipe on air and huge bragging rights when you serve your inspired recipe to all of your friends, presumably at your very own Super Bowl party.
WNYC is the soup and bowl crew, stirring it up, cooking it for you. Our soup is tasty, our dips are good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're not just cooking for fun, we're gonna judge them all in front of everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here with soup or bowl shuffle.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.